And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And looking upon Jesus, John said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
Thank you.
And Jesus went into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. On the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils. He told his disciples, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall be raised the third day. Jesus said, behold, the hour is come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him.
Brethren, I declare unto you the gospel by which you are saved, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. Said to his disciples, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Oh.
when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for all the earth shall be filled with his glory, and the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
O Lord our God, we praise thee for the greatness of thy creation and for the abundance of thy love in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we bring our alleluias to thee, the praise of our hearts and the song of our lips. And to him who is our Saviour, through whom thou hast made all things new, and in whom is life everlasting. We thank thee for the rest that is in him, for the lightness of his burden, and for the ease of his yoke. We pray that through him, O Lord, we may give thee praise and honor and blessing and glory, longing for the day when thou wilt fill this fair creation with him who is the fairest among 10,000 and the altogether lovely. When men shall cry unto him, King of kings and Lord of lords, when the wounds of his hands shall give place to the acclamation of his saints, and when the wounding of his head shall yield to the cry of crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne. And we pray that thou wilt lead us each by thine own hand, and in thy goodness, through green pastures and by still waters, yea, and through the valley of the shadow of death, that we may know no evil, for thou art with us, that finally we may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In his name, O Lord. Amen.